This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Chicago jazz pianist and educator Laura Driscoll credits her piano professor at the University of Illinois for inspiring the title to her debut album, Woven Dreams. She shows off her new album when she performs tomorrow in Bloomington at Jazz Up Front. Driscoll told WGLT the inspiration came from Professor Chip Stevens, who would often tell her, sing the melody in your mind's ear and be a weaver of dreams.
And I remember that really stuck with me. He was perhaps referring to the idea of when you're improvising, it's really important to stay true to the melody, or at least respect the melody and know the melody before you start to play a tune.
Why is that important?
It's important in the sense of respecting the composer, but it's also just the idea of when you're improvising, it's important to weave a thread through the harmony with your melodies. So meaning your own melodies that you're creating as well. For a while, it didn't have a title, but eventually I realized the title, and then it led to the title of the album, which also has a lot to do with the fact that I wear scarves all the time.
Do you weave those scarves yourself?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Well, there are a number of jazz staples on Woven Dreams, and I'm assuming the ones I don't recognize are originals of yours?
Yes.
There's a suite of songs about a black dog that skirts away.
Yes.
I'm assuming those are your songs. What's going on? Do you have a black dog?
No, I don't have any pets. My husband's allergic. That piece is a suite that came out of an experience I had seeing the really wonderful pianist Fred Hirsch. I saw him live at the Vanguard, and he had just come out of a coma. It was one of the most unbelievable concerts I've ever seen. It was with his group, the Trio Plus Two. They performed the song Black Dog Pays a Visit, which refers to the disease depression. When I heard that song, I was really blown away. And so I went home and I wanted to learn some of Fred Hirsch's compositions. So I found a bunch of his work and learned about the concept behind that piece. And I decided to write a reaction to it. This suite refers to the fact that we as a society do not really quite understand what depression is, and we don't always handle it very well or talk about it in a way that is aware of the depth of how difficult it can be and how hard it is for the people around it. So the suite talks about forgiving ourselves for that as a society and trying to understand depression in a deeper way.
Well, let's go to another song on the album. Let's cover one of the covers on here. You took Favola and put it on this album, the Antonio Carlos Jobim song. It's really a sad song, right? But how I've often heard it is this beautiful melody that does have a sense of sadness to it, but it has this gorgeous melody. Now, your version, let me play a little bit of it here. Your version isn't so much sad. I'm trying to get a grip on it. Not so much sad as it is kind of almost like a murky dream. That's how I heard your interpretation of this song.
Huh. Yeah, I arranged this song for a group that I played in. Actually, when I was living in Urbana-Champaign when I was in college, I played in a group that did a lot of Brazilian music as well as a lot of Argentinian music. We were called Bossa Nuevo, so it's kind of a mix between Bossa Nova and Nuevo Tango. So we did some music of Astor Piazzolla, and we did some Jobim, and all sorts of Brazilian music. And so I wanted to have a little different take on this song for that group. And so we made it a little funkier, had a little bit of like a Red Clay bassline influence or a hip hop influence at times.
Laura, I want to get away from the album a bit and talk about your role as a music educator. You went to high school in Prospect Heights?
Yeah, I went to Hersey High School, which is actually in Arlington Heights, but it's right next to Prospect Heights.
Sure, okay. Was it a school noted for a great music program? Was there a lot of resources available?
Yes, I was very lucky, and in a lot of ways it grew over the time that I was there. I arrived just as the band director, Scott Cascarande, was developing the program. He had just been there for a few years. And throughout the time I was there, it grew exponentially. And then it's even grown a whole lot since.
I remember talking to Ramsey Lewis a number of years ago, and he mentioned when he was going to high school in Chicago, I can't remember which school it was, but he said the music that we had available to us, we all had instruments. We all had access to those instruments. They didn't have to go out and rent the instruments. They had them there in school. And we all learned how to play through high school. Now it's a whole different thing. There are school districts that have those resources. There are some that don't. How do we begin to make up the difference in those that are exposed to the arts and the music like this as opposed to those that don't?
Well, that's really interesting to hear coming from Ramsey Lewis in terms of the history of how that has changed, because I'm less familiar with how much it has changed and more familiar with the negative state of affairs at the moment. I teach at Harold Washington, and it happens to be the city college that has probably the most music happening in the city college. And a lot of students from all over the city come to that school to have an experience going to college for music, that is at the community college level, before they transfer or just to get the associates in music. And it's a really revealing situation for me in terms of what opportunities are lacking for a lot of students. And a lot of my students, they have a lot of potential and a lot of drive, but we're not given opportunities as elementary, middle school, high school student to explore and to take lessons and to be in band or orchestra, choir, and grow at those pivotal times. And I feel for them because now they're trying to work, you know, pay for their studies. And it's difficult to find the time that's necessary to devote to an instrument, even if they want to.
Tina Salamone, what used to run the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts here, and boy, she tragically passed away way before her time a few years ago, but she was such an energetic ball of energy and being passionate about the arts, for young people especially. And she always had a saying that when they've got an instrument in their hand, when they're doing something musical, that means they're probably not doing something they shouldn't be doing. And she thought the arts was a great way to help kids who maybe didn't have other opportunities.
I absolutely agree with that. I think if more people were aware of how much of an impact arts and music education could offer, we would probably change things very quickly.
Well, Laura, it's great talking with you. Congratulations on your new album, Woven Dreams, your debut album, Woven Dreams. This is a wonderful release, and continued good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.